Blog Talk Radio.
Cyberspace land, and this is May speaking to you from New York, and it's a rainy day and it's a dreary day, but we're live. We're actually live. How is it down there in Tennessee, in Nashville, Miss
Cynthia? It is dreary and rainy too, but you know what, May? I have to tell you, we've got a little bit of sunshine hanging on the phone waiting to talk to all our listeners.
Oh, I know. We have some live wires out there right now. I know. It was just kind of funny. I think it was great that, you know, they were trying to get it together there, and, you know, when they get on.
Well,
I love them.
Well,
you know,
May and I are lucky because we've been allowed to be part of the Happy Together Tour, a cyber assistant to the Happy Together Tour, and our friends, and May has a huge man crush. I love them all. And without further ado, we got to get caught up on their shenanigans. Here they are.
I know.
The
Let's
Council.
Get their dates now. Come on. Hello.
Hey, guys.
It's
Susan and Paul live from the Happy Together Tour.
We got it.
We got it.
I love it.
Welcome. We all met our brother Bob. We're pushing our brother Bob. We're going to recreate. We were pushing our brother Bob out of the room because he was coughing,
but
hang on, Bob.
Looks like
no.
He's back and
he's
better than ever. Hi,
he's
Bob.
Great. I'm okay. I'm okay now. I can talk. Thank you. The cough is gone.
What
you guys
a trooper.
Are, yeah,
what
crackling.
A trooper.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, God.
What's new, girl?
Now, what's new with you guys? It's been weeks since we've talked to you.
We had a couple of breaks. Hey, what is that? Oh, that's Susan. You got to turn that
that's
off.
My laugh track. I'm sorry. Oh, tell me what's going on. No.
They were talking
track.
To me.
Stop
listen,
it.
You're going to make me lose my mind. No, lose my way. Susan, listen. So, guys, I know it's been a while. We had a break, which took up one of our times, and then we kept missing each other. But you know what? I got to tell you something. We're into the last leg, and that's not funny, Susan. Listen. And so we're into the last leg of the tour. Everybody's doing well. The crowds have been insane, and they've been huge, and the shows have been great, and all the bands, you know, the Box Tops and Ron Dante.
Yeah, Ronnie's kicking it. He is killing
we're
it. Dante
Ron
is
Dante,
killing it.
Man. He is the all best.
Right, sugar.
Honey.
Yeah.
Sounds
a little like that.
Yep.
It's really a shame you guys don't
those,
like
yeah.
your job. It's really a shame you don't.
Oh,
you don't
we
really
love
like
our
your
job,
job,
you guys. Living on the bus and all that.
I know. It's too bad they hate their travels. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. No
oh,
kidding.
God. I know.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Okay, do you have a favorite spot so far? Do you have one that really, really, like, you're loving the most?
Favorite spot that we've played so far.
Oh. Wow. Okay, I love In the Round at Westbury.
Okay, Westbury.
Yes, Westbury.
That is
really
very good. That is very
really
good.
Really good.
And then also what is very good is, for me, was Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. Because, man, it reminds me of the summer of 42. It's a beautiful place to be hanging out there, and it has a lot of nice shops on the ocean edge, and so that was my favorite place, I think. Do you have a favorite place, Bob?
I do. My favorite spot happens to be tonight at the Palace in Wilmington, Delaware, because that is the place that we're at right now that I'm about to walk into and sing in. So that is my favorite spot.
Oh, it's very present
there you
this
go. He got
true.
It down.
But
there
the
it
fun
is.
Thing
Bob,
about
you're
that
singing
is
tonight. You got to take care of that cough, man. You honey.
You are so correct.
Everybody calm it down out there about my voice. This is Bob. I have a cough, but everything else is okay. I can sing flowers in her hair.
Listen, I'll give you guys a scoop. You want a scoop on what's going on out here? Here's what's going on out here.
I think, Susan, you guys better take care of Bob there.
Listen, it's not just
tonight.
Bob. They're falling by the wayside. The association boys are also coming down with a little sniffle, so I kind of benched them. They're no longer allowed to stay on the bus at night and hang out. They are being sent back to their rooms to convalesce. I have had to kind of clean up things around here a little bit. People are getting a little unruly. It's rock and roll, you girl. You know, it's still rock and roll.
They
might
you
be
80, take
but
control,
they're still rocking
Susan,
and rolling.
You take
Susan,
control.
Susan's taking control, yep. Which is great.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. They're my buddies. I take care of everybody.
She is woman. Hear her roar. And numbers too big
now,
to ignore.
Check this out. I'm getting paid to do laundry. I've got a whole other business going on out
she
here.
Does.
Oh, it's doing really well.
Get out. Get out.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
Have you seen the new Walmart commercials? I love my new Walmart. I like the Walmart commercials that they have out, I have to say. I think every time I think of Walmart, they think of you, Susan.
We're big Walmart fans here on the Happy Together Tour. We actually made a Walmart stop last night.
We needed it
back. 2 a.m.
I tell you, though, but their commercials are great. I love their commercials.
Walmart needs
good.
To have a live cow sales drop-in in one of their commercials. Who do I talk to? Come on.
Listen, you've got to find out who the rep is on that account.
We have an agent. Yeah, we'll tell everyone Cynthia's our agent.
There you go. I'll be your street team. Don't worry about it, okay? But
I'm still trying to make sure that all of us, you know, that we could get on the chiller tour over here chiller.
We're doing that in October, Maytang.
Are we going to be in the same room together?
I'm hoping. That's what I'm working on.
Are you chiller this year, honey?
Sorry?
Are you chiller this year?
I hope so. I hope it's you, me, and the association. I'm working on that one.
All right, you be the room mother on this one and get us all put in the same room.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to work on that.
That would be hysterical. That would be a riot.
It would be a riot.
Literally.
Maybe we'll get Ron Dante, too, because he's appeared. We'll just get the whole Happy Together.
Oh, my God, we love Ronnie. He is precious.
Ron, Julia, those lineup. I forgot we talked about this off air.
Yes.
I want to let everybody out there in listening land know that the lineup on this Happy Together tour is incredible. We've got Ron Dante opening it up, and, man, he did all those jingles and all those, you know, you're American Airlines doing what we do. Anyway, he did all of those. And then he does Sugar Sugar. He brings the house down every night. Every night he brings the house down.
And he's a terrific master of ceremonies.
Yes.
He's like Butch on Bozo.
He puts everybody in the leader guy.
He comes out that's what it is.
But anyway, and then the Box Tops were new this year. They're fantastic. And, of course, the association, our dear buddies there, they're killing it. And Chuck is killing it, of course.
Chuck is amazing.
And Howard is having so much more fun this summer than last summer.
Last summer was a little rough. I mean, that was a little rough last year. On you guys taking care of, being nurses for everyone.
It was nothing to laugh about. I live my laugh track, girls. I got to use it whenever I can.
Hey, I say everybody needs a pocket laugh track. I'm with you, girl.
I'll tell you one thing that did happen on the tour, and this was really serious, but it was all fixed yesterday. Susan had a pair of boots that she lost on some show somewhere. And it was a boot dilemma, and it was going to make her, without the boots, she was going to be in jeans for the whole rest of the summer. And
couldn't have it. I had to hop on my bike, little Sky Blue, and I went up to the DWS shoe store and hooked up a new pair of black boots, and we are ready now to complete the Happy Together Tour live with Paul and Susan.
There you go. DSW, I mean, listen, that's where you got to go. Get those boots out. Again, please. I have about 4 pairs of Fry boots. If you were my size, I would have loaned you mine.
I love Fry. What size are you, my dear?
I'm a 9.
Oh, my God, so am I. Hey, if we go to chill it together, I want to get hooked up with a pair of those boots.
You could borrow. Some of them have not even been worn in yet.
Oh, my God, I might have to buy some off of you. Bring them.
It's great. I love them. They're fabulous.
I'll tell you what, it's also a funny thing. a funny thing happened on the way to the fair.
Yeah.
But last night, our dear friend Charles Steinberg, he was handling all of the activities that surround the Red Sox ball game. He does all the color guard stuff and the national anthems, and he was the guy that brought us to singing the national anthem when the Sox won the World Series for the first time.
Oh, wow.
And anyway, he was at the show last night, and you guys, I just imagine you're there backstage. You know, you've been there a million times, and Charles is there. And I'm not really paying too close attention, but all of a sudden, I'm handed a World Series ring.
Oh, my God.
And so
we got to take pictures with the Red Sox World Series
ring. The three of them. But guys, when this was handed to me, I immediately went, oh, my God, you're giving us a World Series ring? Everybody in that lobby who was watching just looked at me like, are you out of your mind?
Oh, my God.
But we did take pictures with the ring. That was so funny. Where's your laugh track now?
Oh,
you lucky
dog. Hold on. Paul, say it was so funny again.
It was so funny, you guys.
There we go. All right. Thank you. That's our favorite thing.
Oh my God!
I love that laugh track. I love that laugh.
Okay, okay. I gotta ask a brothers and sister question. All right, is there ever a point where you get sick of each other and you want to, like, you know, throat punch one another? Do you ever get to that point where it's like a brother sister thing, like get out of my space?
No.
No. The only thing that we do, no, we kind of, it's kind of weird and eerie, and we still haven't figured it out. I don't think we need to. We really enjoy hanging out with each other. We rarely get into anything about anything, and if we do, it lasts 2 seconds. But what we have found out on the Happy Together Tour is that Paul and I have unfortunately rekindled a physical relationship, and whereupon if one guy punches accidentally in pontificating something, like if one guy slaps a knee too hard, the other guy, we have ended up wrestling. We have ended up wrestling, and the Negron, yes, oh, yeah, our people think it's funny over here. Our audience liked it, too. And we literally hadn't really, in about 20 years, gotten physical. And I was a mink stole around his neck, and he was lowering me down onto the floor of the bus, much to the horror of the rest of the gang. We were laughing. Bob has something.
And then mine was Susan saying that we kind of gravitate to each other. We have actually, in numerous occasions, accidentally gravitated while apart to the same place at the same time and bumped into each other.
True that.
For us, man, this is just the reason we even got back into doing this and going on the road is because we played a show together. It was like just a one-off kind of, hey, would you do this? And we got together and did it, and we went, oh, man, this was so much fun just hanging out. And so we could not hang out enough together. In fact, all the people, there's 22 people out here, and, you know, all those people – when they're looking for anybody, they're looking for three people all running around like little animaniacs, you know? And it's just how it is out here for us. We are three, but we are one.
We are three, but we are one. I love that.
I wasn't making a joke.
Wrong time. We need a new production.
So anyway, I hope that answers your question, Sympathy.
It does, in somewhat frightening way, but it's okay. It's all good. It's all good. I just think that it's amazing that you can live on a bus like that. I know if I was with my brothers, it would be it'd be Armageddon. There'd be no way.
It's a weird
no
thing.
Way.
I think it's unusual in this way. I think it has to do with the fact that we raised each other, and
yeah,
so we're less siblings. We're just.
I've done this before, kind of thing.
I don't know what it is.
And it was nothing left to fight.
Hey, you guys, here comes our merchandise girl, Tessa.
So the merchandise girl has just walked into
the studio.
And we would just like you to say hi.
Our crew really loves our merch girl. Every time we have our merch girl come into our studio, here at our studios, here's what they do. They find her hilarious. Tessa, say hi to her. Hi,
hello.
Where did you go to college, Tessa?
Yeah,
Belmont University. Had a big Nashville. Belmont. Okay, she's a Nashville girl.
Oh, yeah.
So Cynthia is a co-host here, hosting.
Mm-hmm.
And
Yeah. Tessa's a Belmont girl.
She's a Nashvillian. Woo.
Oh, wow.
Now, did you take any classes with
She's come to work for us out here.
Hey. you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. And look, you met somebody who has their own laugh track. Who can say they know somebody that carries around their own laugh track? See,
not many people.
No,
this is us recording our laughs over and over and over again.
So, how long does this tour before where it finally finishes? And where do you end up? Where's the last gig?
August 26th,
which is Bob's birthday.
Which is Bobby Cousill, the famous Bob Cousill.
We end up in Nomia, Minnesota.
Yeah, Bob's turning. How old or however old he's turning?
68.
In pneumonia. What?
Ammonia.
Ammonia. 68 in Ammonia, Minnesota.
That's O-H-A-N-I-A, Anomia. That's where the birthday party is.
Okay.
One of your guests will call in and let us know how we're supposed to say that word.
Because
we'll be on with you guys next Monday.
Yep. Where will we be calling from, Paul?
Oh, Indianapolis, Indiana for the fantastic Indiana State Fair, and I want everybody to know this is a free concert at the stage. So come on out to the Indiana State Fair at the free stage on August 14th. That'll be our Monday. We'll be on the air together, and we'll talk about that right then and there.
Yes, we will.
And then, aren't you going to be in my branch of the forest? Later on in the week.
We're coming to Nashville. We're coming to Nashville on August 17th. We're going to be at the Ryman Auditorium. And so,
fantastic.
Cynthia, we'll be seeing you there, I am for sure.
Oh, I can't wait.
Make sure
I get to
see
the real Bob Cousill, right? I get to see that there is a real Bob Cousill.
You know what people say about Bob Cousill? They say he's a riot.
You're going to see this.
I can't get enough of that guy.
I know.
Oh, gosh.
I know. Well, you know what?
Because we've got to get ready for this show, and this is what it is. We have all on the bus been dieting. We're all on diets on the
dieting.
East Coast and the West Coast. We've been dieting because we're headed into the Midwest, and we all want to be able to put on 30 pounds without it showing.
Right, because in the Midwest, we have things like fried Twinkies.
Right, everything's
fried.
We're doing all the fairs.
We got corn dogs coming our way.
Fair food.
Oh, my God.
Tonight will be the last night they're going to be able to see this tour skinny.
Yeah, that's
going to
be the last night ever.
Are you
going to
take glamour shots?
Hey, he needs to quit hitting my laugh track.
I'm not hitting it.
You are.
You're hitting it at the wrong time.
No,
he's just trying to steal your thunder. The girls got you.
I'm going to bring a louder laugh track with me next time.
Listen, I got to do Mark Coleman. You guys, we got to wrap this up.
Yep, we got to steam our clothes with steam.
Well, have a great time.
Guys.
Cynthia, you're going to see them soon. Have a great show.
Take care of Bob's voice.
All right, guys.
Get him some honey and lemon.
Love you, too.
Okay, I need a Xanax.
I know.
How much fun are they having? How much freaking fun are they having?
I know.
You and I have talked about, you know, being, you know, you got some stuff now that's going on, and I've been in the slump. And then I talk to these people, and they are living every second of this experience to the max, to the max.
And people don't understand.
Unbelievable.
That's them naturally. They're not putting on a show. They are this vibrant, jovial, whatever you want to call it, up
positive.
All the time. Oh, my God. And I can't,
and
you know, can't keep up with it.
And the other thing is, too, May, that they appreciate their fans so much that they'll stay after the show to meet their fans.
Absolutely.
It's like, you know, they don't have to be doing that, you know, and it they just really enjoy what they're doing, and they enjoy the reception. And let me tell you something. I've seen the show. They are as good now, even better than they used to be. And it's live,
I said that,
and they still sound great. Yep.
I've said that over and over again, and that's exactly it. And that, you know, when people see them, they'll understand what we've been saying all along. And a lot of them said, oh, my God, I didn't realize that they were. And I said, yeah, I know. I've been saying that. You have to see them. And they are amazing, and they really are.
Well, I think a lot of people don't realize how many songs they've actually recorded. You know, then they go, they did that song? They did that song? Yeah. You know, so it's the Happy Together Tour. People, you got to go check it out if it comes to a town near you. It is every second of worth it. So,
absolutely. So that's
yep.
good. So now, coming down to some minutes here, we got some minutes to talk about, and they'll be on next week to tell us how it goes, and you're going to be going to see them next week. Also,
I can't wait. I'm excited.
Oh,
yeah.
You're going to have a great time. I was going to say, so come Wednesday, I do the artist reception with Deborah Feingold up in Fall River, Mass. And I'm looking forward to it. And you saw the article that was written?
Yeah,
no?
I did. Now let's tell our listeners what this is about. The two of you are photographers.
Right.
And you've combined forces to have this show.
Right.
So people can go out and see your work.
They had approached me. Right. They had approached me. And I wanted to have a partner in this. So I asked Deborah, and I thought it was great. Because what it is, it's the theme of this is called Rock and Roll through our Lenses. And she comes from a point of view of doing it. She's hired to do these, you know, to take photographs. I do it from a personal point of view with John photos that, you know, that nobody else gets to see, you know, or to be at. And so this is like my personal collection that I opened up and she has the ones that she's taken. She's gotten some beautiful shots of Prince, of I did not see who her whole collection, but she's got Madonna, and, you know, she's got a whole bunch. So it's going to be great. And I called it, you know, Rock and Roll Through Our Lenses, and we're both excited. It's Boston Globe did a story. The Herald News from locally up there has just done a story on us, so, you know, we've got it. And that's
now,
anybody who's up in that
area.
There
is going to be like a reception night, right, where the two
right.
of you
August,
are actually there?
Right. Yes, we're both going to be there August 9th in the evening. They even got a band to, you know, to go along with our theme of Beatles songs. And I'm excited, you know. It's also it's very interesting because that night that they chose, which we were able to all say yes to, would have been my mom's birthday. So, it's a good thing. And so then afterwards, the following week would be this talk that I'm going to be giving at the Tiki Bar in at Rye Playland. It's not in Rye Playland; it's just on the outside of it, around the corner, but it's located there. And they also have the Sun Kings performing, a Beatles tribute band. And I'll be giving a talk there and doing a big Q&A. And it's free. Everybody who wants to come can come. That what they should do is call up the Tiki Bar out there and make a reservation.
Make a reservation.
Well, the reservation is really for seating purposes.
Right,
right. If it gets so crowded and there isn't a seat you want to sit, everybody's going to, you know, at
be
least
standing.
This way,
yeah.
You can just
now,
go
this
in.
Now, this bar is on the water, right? I mean, it's going to
yes,
be.
Yes, it
is.
Is
it on the water? Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's on the
it
water.
It looks really pretty.
Oh,
yeah.
Where I'm speaking is the pier. It's a covered pier. And this is where, if you had a boat and you were coming over, like Billy Joel did from the Long Island Sound, he comes over by boat. Another boat but that's part of the restaurant comes out and picks you up and takes you over to the pier, you know, to the restaurant.
Ah,
so
you
just call them up and says, I'm here. Okay, I'm coming to
pick
you up.
And they go get you.
They come get you. I know. I mean, you know, it's like I said, Jessica Biel was there, not that, also that same week, you know, so it's a nice little place. The food is, well, I think you've seen the food, and I think I had a picture of it from last Friday.
Well,
yeah.
Rosie, your friend Rosie, she does. She's a foodie like you. So I know when Rosie says the food's good, the food's good. So.
Oh, my God. Oh, she knows. And we were out there, and we had a great time. And this is all from, you know, Rose put this together. She wanted me to do it out, you know, to do this talk. So she did all the arranging. She put it all together. And, you know, she wants it to go off well. And I've met the owner, John Ambrose, one of the owners, and it's great. People are nice. And had a great time. If nothing else, the food, the drinks. Oh my God, I had a piña colada that was very nice.
You excuse me? What's that?
Yeah, I know. I don't.
You
drink
a piña colada?
I drank.
I would like to have
seen
a picture of that. Okay.
I should have taken a picture. It was great. Delicious.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's a. And you know, I don't drink, and that's the whole thing.
No.
It was nice and tasty.
Well, which is kind of ironic because back in the day when you were doing all your traveling around with John and his merry band of madmen, and everyone assumed that you were a party girl, and in fact, you were the pom-pom mom. You were taking care of everybody, the den mom.
I was taking care. I know. The youngest one in the group taking care of everybody. And it was, you know what?
And we're talking about some crazy guys, Harry Nielsen, Keith Moon. I mean, it was it was a
when they got
you know,
together, it was deadly. It definitely
wild
was
bunch.
Deadly. Yes, they were. And but you know what? It made me grow up much faster than I wanted to. And it's so you know, it was okay. At the end of the day, it was okay. And John was happy that I was there. In that, you know, in that capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So he felt confident that, you know, if there was any danger, I would make sure he was not going to be in danger. And that's exactly what
you were insular for him. But, you know, like sometimes, May, do you think, and this you're probably going to get asked this at your talk, but do you sometimes look back on it and think about it and it's almost surreal, like it happened to somebody else? It's so crazy.
Yeah,
that,
no,
that
it's true. No, because
when I
read about it, I read about it, and then I look at myself and I go, "Wow, did that really happen?" You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because it feels it's another person. It's not there. But
well, and a lot of pictures have popped up on social media of those times and pictures that people took of you and him. And has there been any that like even you were surprised at, you didn't realize anybody had a picture of that
there's still some, absolutely. Every so often I'll get one. I said, oh, I never saw this one, you know, this point. And I'm sure somebody else has them. I mean, they'll come out of the woodwork and you'll see.
Yep.
And there's so many different things happening that I can't talk about it now, but we'll talk about it in future, and as they come along, and I'm just glad. I'm glad that we had the Castles on today, and we're doing the show, and it was live.
Well,
everyone out
what.
There.
Yeah, and it was a gloomy day, but you know something? They brought a little sunshine. They brought a lot of sunshine.
Oh, they always do. They always.
I want whatever they're drinking. Okay, that's what I want. If it comes in
and
a little
not
elixir
anything.
Bottle,
they're just naturally like that, and they are. The loveliest people you'll ever want to meet.
Yeah,
that whole
really
group.
Are.
But anyway, we're down to the final count, down to the final minute, and I want to say I'll be speaking to you shortly. But everyone out there, if you can, go out and see the Castles. With you know, they're out in Delaware tonight, and if you're out in Fall River, Mass, come on by. Or we'll talk about next week where I'm at the. Pier Restaurant and Tiki Bar in Westchester in Rye Playland. If you're there, come on by because it's no cover, no minimum. Just but make a reservation so you can sit.
You
all
can
right.
Have a seat. Yeah.
Yeah, you can have a
all
seat.
All right, kiddo.
Okay. And so I say and I bid adieu and I will talk to you in a little bit.
Shortly.
Okay.
And that was Miss May Pang and I'm Cynthia Nielsen and you've been listening to May and Cynthia's Dinner Specials with our special guest, the Castles, on the Happy Together Tour on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody.